After struggling with AIDS since the mid-80s, Dennis Wright met with a few support groups, but says he wanted something on a more spiritual level.
I had lost a partner, and when I came here, I was very much in need of a place.
That's when he joined the Hospitality Center at St. Luke and the Epiphany Church in Philadelphia. The group offers faith-based comfort for people living with AIDS. There is no fee to participate, and Wright admits he never thought about the value of being part of that group.
A dollar value? I don't know what I would put in that. I owe my life to it.
But Ram Kannan says he can put a price tag on goodwill. And in a study called Valuing Urban Congregations, he did.
If you ask yourself, what is the financial value of feeling good? It's very hard to quantify because there is no real understanding of what feeling good means and how much to pay for it.
Kannan is a professor of social policy at the University of Pennsylvania. He calculated the economic worth of a dozen places of worship around Philadelphia, including Catholic, Protestant, and Jewish congregations.
Everybody think about congregation as a place people come to worship and meet their spiritual needs and go home. But congregation have a much wider impact on the community.
Kannan says the monetary value of that impact has always been considered too sacred to measure. But Bob Yeager, who also worked on the study, hopes their findings will help churches around the country exert more influence during neighborhood planning. Yeager is president of Partners for Sacred Places, a national non-sectarian organization that promotes houses of worship as community assets.
All too often right now, when we invest in neighborhoods, the church or synagogue is overlooked. We just assume it's going to always be there. We don't fully understand what value it has. If a pastor persuades someone not to commit suicide, what is the value of a human life? What's a dollar value? How many millions of dollars?
Well, according to the study, preventing a suicide is worth about $20,000, and counseling that saves a marriage, $18,000. The researchers gave a price tag to just about anything that interacts with a congregation. They considered a total of nearly five dozen categories, from the money churches receive for performing funerals and weddings, to the salaries they pay their staff, to the social values and principles they promote and foster. Yeager calls this value its halo effect.
We thought there probably would be some evidence that in a halo of a block or two or more, you know, in that kind of circle around a sacred place, there is probably some impact that's demonstrable. And what we've learned, in fact, is that much of this impact is local.
For instance, helping 100 people find jobs made up more than half of Calvary Methodist Church's $2.6 million halo. The 150-member Summit Presbyterian Church houses a daycare center, a room used by a Jewish congregation as a synagogue, and a martial arts program. Despite the church's operating budget of only $265,000, the study valued its halo at almost $1.5 million. The brightest halo in the study, more than $22 million, surrounds Visitation Parish. It includes a church, a community center, and a school with nearly 500 students. Located in a diverse neighborhood of Philadelphia, it celebrates Mass in English, Spanish, and Vietnamese. The study won't be published for about 2 months, but a report of its findings recently appeared in the Philadelphia Inquirer, and not everyone was pleased with its numbers.
I opened it up and I smiled. I thought, oh, great, they're going to like have this great stuff about St. Luke and the Epiphany, how important we are in the neighborhood.
Roger Broadley has served as pastor at St. Luke for almost three decades.
And then I got to the bottom of the page and I zipped down the list of 12 churches and there we were at the very bottom as a negative $250,000.
That's because the value of a church's services to its community was offset by a loss of property tax revenue. Religious congregations are exempt from paying taxes, and St. Luke is located in a wealthy area of Philadelphia, so its tax-free property value dramatically hurt its score. Ram Kannan says recalculating the numbers to account for that would move St. Luke far into the positive column, with a value to its community of $1.25 million. And that, Kannan says, is the important number.
The value of what congregation bring to the city way outweigh the tax loss that congregation bring to the city.
In fact, Kanaan estimates that all of Philadelphia's 2,000 houses of worship bring the city the equivalent of $250 million a year. And that's something everyone can say amen to. For VOA News, I'm Matthew Petrillo in Philadelphia.